You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's 8:07. Bang it hard. Yeah. Coming up, we're going to talk to the great one, Mark Levin. He's got a new book out. It's called On Power. It is already slated to be on the New York Times bestsellers list. So we're going to have a little time, a little chat with him. And if for some reason you miss it, remember, we've got you covered. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, iHeart, just recently, it's placed on there, too. So not hard to find, and can be very convenient.
And we like convenient.
D-Bank.
Yes.
Well, banks have been playing games for a while now. One of the easiest illustrations is you're doing any business with, say, a gun manufacturer, an ammo company, things like that. Banks are not working with you. They won't loan you money. Well, they'll deny you services. So President Trump yesterday signed an executive order to ban politicized debanking and broaden 401k investment choices for Americans, guaranteeing fair banking for all Americans. It prohibits federal regulators from pushing policies that enable banks and other financial institutions to deny services due to political beliefs, religious beliefs, or lawful business activities. In other words, if it's a lawful activity that you're participating in, the banks can't specifically target you and say they don't want to do business with you.
Well, you remember there's the story we've seen over the last couple of years where they wanted to have purchases like on credit cards, you know, tracked in stores with a code so they would know what kinds of things you're buying. And, of course, they can make decisions. We've seen some of these little apps that won't work or don't want to do any business with you if you buy guns or ammo or anything like that.
Yeah, instead of spending time and resources trying to find those kinds of clients or non-clients or whatever, maybe they should be constantly working on their cybersecurity, for instance.
Oh, that old hacking thing. That's a big deal, you know.
The hacking's been hitting everybody. Google has become the latest victim in a series of Salesforce data thefts by a notorious extortion group. They're known as Shiny Hunters.
Hmm.
And it's been reported that in recent warnings about ongoing Salesforce data thefts, Google revealed that it too fell victim to a breach in June. This comes amidst a wave of similar incidences targeting various companies, all orchestrated by the Shiny Hunters threat actor group. And they exfiltrate customer data during a brief window before access was cut off. The stolen data reportedly limited to basically largely public business information. But here's the important part. Here's what they, the modus operandi of shiny hunters involves conducting voice vishing, they're calling it, instead of fishing. Vishing, because they're using voice, social engineering attacks. It tricks employees into granting access to their companies, into their systems.
Wow.
Once inside, the attackers proceed to download customer data, which is then used to extort the targeted companies, demanding ransom payments and prevent data from being publicly leaked. It's been reported that Bitcoin's, this bleeping computer has learned that one company has already paid for four Bitcoins, that's about $400,000, to prevent the leak of their data. Other high-profile victims include Adidas, Qantas, Cisco, and other company, Dior, Tiffany and Company.
Wow. Nice to know this whole digital world is so secure that they sold us on.
Yeah, but hey, artificial intelligence, AI, they can be, the security guards.
That's just,
and really keep it safe.
Fox Henhouse?
Well, yeah, and I guess somebody could employ AI to, try to commit the breaches.
I know.
And once again, the machines will be at war, and we will find ourselves in the midst of an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We should have listened. Mm-hmm. They told us all those years ago.
He said he'd be back.
Don't be nice to the computers. They're going to get you.
All right. Hey, I could do one of these stories probably almost every day, but I choose not to. This is about female teachers.
Yep.
And
male students.
Hooking up with male students, for lack of a better term. And you're like, gosh, these stories are so prevalent, and you say they know they're putting their job in jeopardy. In many cases, family, life,
they're
marriages.
Married, got kids,
ostracized in the community they would be.
Sure.
Banned from teaching for life and a prison term. And you'd say, that's probably a pretty effective deterrent. You would think. Well, remember, here's what you got to remember. This is a compulsion.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell an alcoholic, hey, if you keep drinking, you're going to kill yourself. If you keep driving, you're going to kill yourself or someone else. You're going to go to prison for a long time. This wouldn't be your first offense. All those things. And yet we still have an issue. It's a compulsion. And that's not making an excuse. It's just helping to understand the behavior, because to the average person, it makes no sense.
Right.
And listen to this. A high school music teacher in Canada, remember, innocent until proven guilty.
Sure.
But a high school music teacher in Canada is charged with multiple sex crimes against one of her male students. And here's the thing. She's 31 years old. Jennifer Lawrence.
Not the actress.
Not the actress.
Yeah.
This is Canada. Charged with sexual assault, sexual exploitation, child luring, making sexually explicit materials available to a person under age 18 while teaching at Maple Ridge Secondary School in Ontario. And here's the thing. She was hired in January of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And not too long afterward, and not too long before she started allegedly engaging activities with this young man, she had successfully completed a sexual abuse prevention program.
Whoops.
They actually have a program.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to try to eliminate this issue.
Huh. And she aced it. She did well.
She attained whatever, I don't know if they give you a certification or what, but yep.
Huh.
And
that's interesting timing.
Well, it's like, again, this compulsion. And it's just sad on many different levels.
Yeah.
You know, and forget about the jokes. Oh, yeah, is she, she hot? Boy, if I was a kid and that was my teacher. No, this will impact the victim for years to come. It's not a joke. And, gosh, kids are growing up too fast already with what they can access, et cetera.
Yeah.
To be engaged in behavior with somebody who's an authority figure and all that, you don't think that's going to twist them up in the long term?
Mm-hmm.
Of course it is. And of course it's wrong. And you're a pedophile. You're a predator. You're put in a position of authority. You're taking advantage of it. People who are not even adults. But she took the class.
That's amazing.
It's compulsion.
Yeah.
It is, 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker. Play 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I feel you, Brother Glenn. I feel you. 8:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, stand by. Coming up in just a little, maybe 10 minutes or so, we're going to talk to the great one, Mark Levin. Got a new book out on power. Great stuff. And we'll have that convo here coming up in just a little bit, just a few minutes. Had a little conversation they did at the little get-together that they call the Gainesville City Commission meeting. Yeah. And what was going on there? Well, apparently these very artistic and colorful crosswalks that they have painted, they're not really conforming to FDOT.
I would not think that the rainbow flags are really probably a government thing. No, probably not. No.
Yeah, I don't know if they thought maybe some of the colors, because there is a pretty vivid red in there. There's a yellow in there, also an orange.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you thought maybe safety, wise that could maybe now, and they're thinking, not really.
No.
During the afternoon session of the meeting, according to LatchworkChronicle.com, Gainesville City Commission voted to remove the rainbows painted on three crosswalks and asked staff to come back with ideas for creating new art installations to honor LGBTQ community. I understand, like, honoring, like, veterans.
Because they sacrifice for our country and sometimes give their lives for other Americans.
I mean, what have you done to have an honor bestowed upon you?
I don't know.
I didn't want you to be too literal.
That was rhetorical. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Not.
I just don't get the commemoration of lifestyle. Why that has it, it's. I know it's the squeaky wheel. You know, it goes back to the whole, why does a certain group get a whole month, but veterans get one day? I mean, and that's a legit question.
It's
a squeaky wheel.
Why don't they honor hunters and make the crosswalk camouflage?
Because then you wouldn't be able to see it, and you'd probably get hit.
Now, you got me on that one. I'll have to think of another example.
Okay.
Well, why is it? Yeah, where does this, I don't know, pressure idea come from that somehow you have to go above and beyond for a group of people?
Right. Parades, the special months, days.
Yeah. And I know some people go, oh, you're being mean or hateful. Not one bit.
It's a legit question.
I'm trying to ask, are there other groups that are honored in this way? Like I said, veterans have served, and we should honor them. But I'm not sure what the purpose is to honor them. I think you're really actually detracting from the word.
Well, because it does become very divisive, as the attorneys like to say it. Because, you know, you go into a community that's really pushing that agenda, and to some, that's like, oh, great, that is very welcoming. I appreciate that. That's my choice. That's my lifestyle. Or I love someone who does. But then for everybody else, it's like, why are you doing that? Can't you just, you know, that's not everybody's thing.
Well, if you're living by the golden rule, you know, treat others the way that you would want to be treated. I have no expectations that I deserve any sort of honor in getting a crosswalk painted.
For anything
I necessarily stand for,
right,
or a group that I'm with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put a bunch of playing cards on there for my, you know, Friday night poker group.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Look, we're a group.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't you honor us? We're playing poker.
Yeah. You get a parade? Poker parade?
I don't know.
What?
Anything's possible.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell the answer, can you? You know why?
Why?
That's my poker face.
Wow, that was good.
Transportation Operations Manager George Cadil, he told the commissioners that the city is required to follow federal and state regulations, and that the city recently received a memo from FDOT, and they said, oh, no, you don't. Nope. Traffic control devices, pavement markings, all of that must come into compliance with regulations. And if the city does not comply, there will be beatings until morale improves.
Mm.
You're gonna lose some transportation funding.
Right.
Oh, if there's one thing the city doesn't like, anybody touching or even questioning their funding in any way, shape, or form.
Uh-huh.
So this one, I don't think they're going to fight it. In fact, no, they're not. They voted to say, all right, let's find other
ways,
artistic ways to honor the, what is the LGBTQ community? Is there an area where they all get together?
Well, they're not even all on the same page, because those are all individual groups that have gotten clustered together, if you will.
Yes, exactly.
So. It's not like they see everything eye to eye or whatever.
Yeah. So the whole thing.
No. Never made any sense to me.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, less rainbows. It was so colorful. Mm. Everybody was so happy and gay. Oh, yeah. Gay, you know, has a connotation that goes much
back.
Far back than...
gay Paris, you know, back in the day.
As in Paris?
Yeah. Yeah, it was happy.
France.
Yes.
Did you know the Eiffel Tower was just a temporary structure? It was put up for like the World's Fair, and they were going to tear it down.
No, I did not.
Well, you need to start going to trivia night and learn some things, Greg.
Wow,
that's all I can tell you.
I know that it was quite a debacle, and everybody thought it was ugly when it was built.
It wasn't as ugly as a carbuncle.
We had that discussion. I don't even remember what a carbuncle is.
I want to describe it, but it's breakfast time. It's not. Oh. It's not a pretty thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Could be like a skin issue,
yeah.
Kind
that's
of.
All right. I think that's, yeah, that's plenty. Yeah. We don't need to know.
Buckle up when you're in your car, okay. Or you'll get a carbuncle.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
It is. It's 8:27 on the Bob Rose Show. We're going to talk to Mark Levin next, 97.3. The Sky, hang on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Good morning and happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to the weekend. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:32, and I'm holding in my hand the brand new book from Mark Levin. It's called On Power, and we are set to touch base with him momentarily. And a friendly reminder, if there's ever an interview you'd like to catch, but for whatever reason you can't, and we know you're busy. That's why we want to make it easy for you. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. One of the things, if I get a chance, I wanted to ask Mark Levin about, well, this just happens to be, it was this day in 1974 that Richard Nixon announced his intention to resign, being the first American president in history to do such a thing. Now, you know, they had the impeachment proceedings underway, the whole Watergate affair. And, you know, I was going to ask him, like, how does Watergate, you know, and what happened there measure up to the kinds of things that are unfolding through documents being released, like, say, from Tulsi Gabbard? Like,
oh, man.
Like it, Obama, Brennan, Clapper, and all these people involved at the highest levels to basically make up, tell the intel community what they want, what they want in the report, and then utilize that report to lie, to promote that lie, and then also to gain access to, you know, the FISA court.
That was crazy.
And get the ability to basically spy on American citizens. So
the fact that they got that court on board was one of the more than once, if I'm not mistaken, totally blew my mind at the time. It's like, wait a minute, did they not see through anything here? I don't know.
It's yeah. Yeah, and but just switching gears real quick, because it is one of our top stories, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared yesterday that Israel intends to take full control of the entire Gaza Strip to eliminate Hamas and transfer authority to non-hostile Arab forces, outlining his most comprehensive vision yet for ending the war as his security cabinet met to approve the operation. Speaking to Bill Hemmer from Fox News ahead of the cabinet meeting, Netanyahu laid out his vision for completely dismantling Hamas rule and transferring Gaza to new leadership. And we have three missions. He said, one, to eliminate Hamas as a governing and military power in Gaza. Otherwise, there's no future for anyone, and we'll have many more kidnappings and hostages. In other words, things will go back to the way they were, which is not good.
Yeah.
Second, achieve the liberation of all of our hostages.
Okay.
And gosh, I feel for the families attached to that. I mean, how do you even know who's alive and who's not?
And you don't.
And these people have come back, the ones that have been exchanged, come back, in many of them, in extremely awful shape. It's just sickening.
Yeah.
And third, make sure that Gaza doesn't pose a threat to Israel again. These are all basic, I would think, fundamental things. So, but yet, you know, the powers that be, they're gonna want to question that. All right. Joining us right now, the great one, Mark Levin, his new book on power. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Bob, how are you, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. Boy, look, you're like the deacon of knowledge. I have so many questions for you. Let me start with this one. It was on this day in 1974 that Richard Nixon resigned because of Watergate. Mm-hmm. How would you compare in importance Watergate versus the kind of documents that Tulsi Gabbard has released showing that a president, Obama, in league with Brennan, in league with Comey, in league with Clapper, doctored, changed intelligence, and did it for nefarious reasons, got to a FISA court, all lies on top of lies. Tell me how you see it.
I agree with your opening statement there, Counselor, 100%. And I think Watergate is a joke compared to what we've seen now. And it's not just what you mentioned, which is bad enough, but the ongoing attacks on Trump, the effort to criminalize the election, and those phony indictments, federal indictments, and then the local and state indictments in Georgia and in Manhattan, as well as the attempt to destroy his businesses, as well as the effort to take him off the ballot, and the 14th Amendment, which all were subsequent to what you're mentioning here. We've never seen anything like this. And I can tell you, somebody wrote a book on unfreedom of the press. When you go back and you look at what other presidents did, when you look at what Woodrow Wilson did and Franklin Roosevelt sicking the IRS on his political opponents, Republicans and Democrats, John Kennedy leaking tax information to Ben Bradley over at Newsweek magazine, among many other things. Lyndon Johnson was probably the absolute worst. And then they took out Nixon. And I'm going, oh, my God. When you understand all the corruption that took place and the illegal wiretaps and the use of the FBI and the CIA, Nixon was found that he was involved in a cover-up. These guys were actually involved in the underlying crimes, and nothing ever happened to them. Nothing. And look at Obama. Look at what Obama did to the media. Obama, that you point out, this information coming out of what he's done. Now, Watergate, really, when you think about it, was nothing compared to what's taking place.
Yeah, I mean, based on my limited knowledge, I would have to agree with that. Now, you've got your brand new book is called On Power, and it's early. They already said, I just got an announcement yesterday, this will be your ninth consecutive New York Times bestseller. So congratulations on that. But to the subject matter, On Power, You know, when you were talking about, you know, what's happening today and what has happened in the past, you know, let's focus on the media. Because when you talk about good power and bad power, how do we overcome 90% of the media being left of center? And do you ever see a time of returning to a semblance of balance?
Well, we can't change the media, can we? It's populated with reprobates and miscreants and malcontents. In other words, left-wing Democrats. We don't own these corporations. We can rail against them. I'm not opposed to that. But the reason I write books is to go around, over, and under the media so we, as the American people, can communicate with each other, share information and knowledge, talk to our family members and friends and other people, acquaintances that we come in contact with, because we're a more powerful voice, an army of tens of millions, than any network or TV station or radio station, for that matter. But it requires people to take on this responsibility. It's not even a big responsibility. Inform ourselves, figure out the arguments to make, try and make them one-on-one. We're responsible for this republic. And nobody said it would be easy. We have a Democrat Party that is now a growing cancer with this Marxism, Islamism, sort of growing as the core of the party. We have a media that is populated overwhelmingly with Democrats and people who are like-minded. And so how do you deal with that? You deal with it by, we use free speech. We have conservative talk radio. We have our own platforms, which are largely outnumbered. But we have our kitchen table. We have our dining room table. We have our churches and our synagogues. We have our mouths. We have our brains. We have the ability to speak. And what I try to do in this book in particular, On Power, is to explain exactly what this battle is over. It's between a positive belief in power, that we're the sovereign, that power needs to be distributed in the government, versus a very negative view or a negative approach to power, which means the ruling class and a relative few are the ones who control us, control power, lord over us, and all the civil liberties that go with it. And so I break it down. I explain that this isn't just about the most aggressive forms of negative power. This is a problem now in democracies and republics. If you look at Europe, Europe is dying. It's dying for a lot of reasons. It's attack on free speech. Its borders are open. It's been conquered largely by the influx of individuals from the Middle East and so forth. We're 5 or 10 years behind. We're 5 or 10 years behind. And once Donald Trump is out of office, it's going to accelerate. You know, we have this little respite, but it's going to accelerate. That's the point of the book On Power. This is a battle over power. Our founding was based on who gets to make these decisions. Power, the sovereign and the people, under our Constitution, who makes what decisions? Divided power. And that's how we have to overcome the media. This is a battle for the culture. This is a battle for society. That's where the left is. We talk about government and politics, which is important, but they're way deeper than that fundamentally in trying to destroy this country. They understand what Marx told them to do, and they are doing it in an Americanized way.
You know, you utilize the term Marxist often. You wrote a book on it. How could these so-called educated young people, could they actually read the works of Karl Marx and then embrace him or Marxism? I have difficulty understanding that sometimes, like these kids at Columbia, et cetera.
Well, why shouldn't people be able to eat? And why shouldn't people have equal resources? And why should people have to struggle? And why can't people afford things? This is what Marxism, which is a thoroughly defective and vile ideology, feeds on. And so there are many answers to this, and we need to be able. I'll give you an example. You've got this Mondami running for mayor. Everybody knows who he is. Mm-hmm. He's a Marxist, Islamist, Jew hater. He's out of the closet. And people say, how is this possible? Because we don't have the right way to fight back. Cuomo's a joke. And these other people are jokes. So we need to make the case, and not just there, but everywhere, because this poison is spreading. I'll give you an example. He says billionaires. Who cares? Who cares if there's a million billionaires? What does it have to do with me or you? Nothing. You can walk, I'll give an example. You walk into a supermarket today, you will have more choices of food from this country and around the world, and wine and over-the-counter prescription drugs or pharmacies there, more conveniences, more material access, a better life than any king or queen 150 years ago. Any. And you can be a plumber, electrician, a truck driver, a taxi driver. You can be a lawyer. It doesn't matter. That's equality. You go in there and you have access to. How did that happen? How did that happen? Because of our system of government, because of our system of economics. We need to make the case. We can get into a car. We have absolute mobility. We can get into a plane 40,000 feet up into the sky where we eat pretzels and we don't very much like what they're feeding us. I mean, think about think about what we have, and that's the problem. What these guys do on the left is they try and find areas of human imperfection and societal imperfection. There's going to be many because we're human beings. And then they exploit it. How do they exploit it? They compare something that is reality with nothing, with an ideology. We're going to run the grocery store so everybody has food. And if you're 17, 18, 19, 23 years old and you have no real experiences in life, you're going, you know, that's a great idea. So we have to be the ones to explain when you redistribute wealth, you destroy wealth. There's nothing left to redistribute. And we have to explain that when you own a home, the government shouldn't own the market, as this guy says and others say. That home is what? That home is what you created through your intellectual and physical labor. You getting up in the morning, coming home late at night or doing the night shift, working every day. You spending 40% of your life on Earth, maybe 80% of your life on Earth, working. You created that. Excuse me. That belongs to you, not some 33-year-old punk from Uganda who comes to the United States and decides Marxism is the answer. So this book is intended to explain what this real battle is about. It is a real battle over who makes what decisions, over power. And I take people back to our founding. I take people back to what is the fundamental understanding of Marxism and radical Islamism, which have now fused together in this country. And that's why I wrote this book on power.
And it is an awesome read. And Mark Levin, it is always a pleasure to speak with you. And keep fighting the good fight for America. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Bob. You can run to Amazon.com and get it. I hope people will. Take care, brother.
Yeah, you know they will. Ninth New York Times bestseller right now. Mark Levin just coming out. On Power is the name of the book. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Happy, happy weekend. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Pleasure talking to Mark Levin. His new book on power now available. And, man, he has a great ability to kind of do a deep dive, but still stay out of the weeds. You know what I mean? He can strike that balance where he interests you, and yet it your eyes don't start to glaze over when he talks about, for instance, the founding of the nation, the Federalist Papers, and things like that. So, well, I guess you figured it out. He's pretty good at what he does. If for whatever reason you missed the interview, I want to remind you that there's a way to never miss a minute of the show. You just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every interview, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Well, baseball was ruined in this day in 1988.
What?
Yeah. They turned the lights on at Wrigley Field.
Okay.
Which, yeah. They didn't ruin baseball, I guess. They forced us to watch soap operas, basically. One of the great things we used to look forward to in my younger years was to come home and to turn on a Cubs game. And they were all during the day because they didn't have lights. Yes, they didn't have lights at Wrigley Field until 1988.
Isn't that crazy to think about now with all the high-tech all these ballparks have?
I think
we're
it's
talking lights, you know? Come on.
I think it's crazy cool. I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things culturally that made Chicago even more special.
Yeah, see that.
Than what it was. And it, I don't know, I think that it made a lot more people Cubs fans than would ordinarily be. The first ever night game, that was 60 years earlier than the time the lights came on the first time at Wrigley Field. May 2nd, 1930, Des Moines, Iowa. They hosted Wichita for a Western League game. The matchup drew 12,000 people at a time when Des Moines was averaging about 600 people a game.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Evening games soon became popular in the minors as minor league ball clubs were routinely folding in the midst of the Great Depression. Adaptable owners found the innovation a key to staying in business. The major leagues, though, took 5 years to catch up to their small-town counterparts. Isn't that interesting? And the first big league night game took place in Cincinnati. And that was on May 24th, 1935, and drew 25,000 fans. And the crowd stood by as President Franklin D. Roosevelt symbolically switched on the lights from Washington, D.C. So it's just symbolically. Yeah, sure. They didn't actually have a cable running.
That'd be a very long cord.
Yes. To capitalize on their new evening fan base, the Reds played a night game that year against every National League team, 8 games in total. And despite their lousy record of 68-85, paid attendance rose 117%.
Wow.
So once they figured out that there's money to be made and that some people are just too busy during the day to take in a game, they really expanded their fan base, and that was that was huge. But the Cubs were the holdout. They hung on.
Yeah, they tried.
Without lights until August 8th, 1988. Yep. The night the lights went out in Georgia is one story. The night the lights went on at Wrigley Field is a different one. But very cool. I think people can kind of relate to that, and that's why the Cubbies hold a space in a lot of people's hearts, even if it's not their number one team. There's still somewhat of a little bit of love there. Interesting. The things that some lefties say. Senator Richard Blumenthal, who...
Oh, one of your favorites.
Yes, makes me vomit in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy, a soul in valor and lying valor or whatever.
Yeah.
He lied about his Vietnam service or whatever, and yet he's still elected time and again?
I know. I don't get it.
He's a senator? Is that the best you can do, Connecticut? You suck. Sorry.
Yeah, pretty much.
Said that ICE agents using a box truck as a Trojan horse before a raid at a Home Depot in Los Angeles was likely entrapment and a violation of the Constitution. Using a box truck.
Well, basically, they drove up, and the driver says, hey, we're looking for some day labor. And then people come out of the woodwork, and they got arrested.
You know, I the Trojan horse analogy... Mm-hmm. Really, probably would be better suited to what the Biden administration engaged in. Hey, let these freedom-seeking people, these opportunity-seeking good people of the world, enjoy the opportunities and freedoms of America. Allow them to come in. Yeah, and with some probably pretty decent people came a whole bunch of ne'er-do-wells. That was your Trojan horse, if you want to make that analogy. Yep, Blumenthal, you steaming piece of... It's 8:56 on the Bob Rose Show. 9 o'clock stretch right around the corner. Wow. Happy, happy Friday, my friends. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.